Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Enrico Garzilli. Welcome back, Enrico.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's very great to be here.
Nice to see you again. And one of the things that, if you don't know the name Enrico Garzilli, it's because you just moved here from Australia. But actually, Enrico is, as I called him before the show started, I was going to say a hidden treasure of Rhode Island music, but he's not hidden. He's right here in the open, and he is certainly a treasure. He is a composer, a performer, and most importantly, a genuinely nice person. We got to catch up a little bit because Enrico's been on the show several times, but it's been a while, almost 2 years, I think, since
close to that.
Yeah. Now, for those of you that are thinking, I know the name. Tell me the shows. Well, Rage of the Heart, right?
Exactly. Right.
Was a big production, which was at the Veterans Auditorium in Providence that you wrote and produced. And several others, and we're going to be talking about a new show that is going to be going up at the Courthouse Center for the Arts, if you know the area. Our studios are in Exeter, and Courthouse Center for the Arts is probably 10 minutes from here, close to URI, to give you a little frame of reference. But let's get backtracking a little bit and find out about some of the things you've done in the past before we talk about this new show. And let's start with you and I were just kind of reminiscing a little bit, and music is part of your family's heritage, right? It goes way back?
Right. My father was a singer, sang in a quartet, barbershop quartet. My mother played the piano beautifully. My cousin sang opera. So we've always been surrounded by music in some sort.
It's amazing that there's probably a good odds that your dad and my dad knew each other because my dad also sang in a quartet, and they probably bumped into each other on the circuit somewhere or another.
Yeah, that would have been terrific.
Yeah. So it's great. And when did you first start thinking you wanted to do music?
I started probably about 6 years old. I was a boy soprano. My cousin sang opera, so I used to imitate her. And I'd always wanted a piano, so I started right away on the piano and gave recitals, played on the radio, and then played the organ and started writing music myself. So I've always loved it.
Wow! Played on the radio when you were young.
When 15, I used to play. Play classical music on the radio.
Wow, that's great! And that led you to taking music in school.
I did, yes. I studied. I had wonderful teachers, and one of my first jobs was assistant to Alexander Pelequin at the cathedral. I was 17, his assistant organist. So that was, and he was my organ teacher at the time and choral teacher. Yeah,
big name in Rhode Island music, for sure. Yeah. And so then you went on, and now you've been writing and composing and conducting, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, yeah. Right.
Still working at having church services and so forth?
Yes, I do music at Kingston Congregational Church. I perform the organ there, conduct a choir, enjoy that very much.
All right. And when was your first big, we talked about Rage of the Heart, but there were others before that. When was your first, big production was?
Well, before we did Rage of the Heart at Veterans, we recorded in London with Michael Ball, who was the first Marius in Les Miserables. In fact, it was his first contract, recording contract. And we did many concerts at the St. James Club in London. So that was, that preceded the concert at the show at Veterans.
At Veterans, right. Yeah. And we're talking about, well, I guess about 15 years ago that was, probably somewhere in that range.
Yeah, possibly just a bit longer than that.
Maybe
a little longer.
Yeah. And since then, I know there was an album called Family, right?
The Family with Aline Violet.
Aline.
That was fun. Yeah.
Aline. Everybody in Rhode Island remembers Aline Violet. I still see her occasionally. I still bump into her.
Yeah, she's terrific.
And, she's still out there on the scene doing things.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. And so that was The Family. And then you have another one after that.
Right before that, a musical called Michelangelo that we did at PPAC. Mm-hmm. And that's being worked on in Germany and Leipzig for a very major production with the theater being built for it. And so they're building
a theater.
Yeah. The producer built a theater for Phantom.
Okay.
And for Starlight Express. And it's, Starlight Express is probably one of the longest running musicals ever. It started back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
It's the one on roller skates.
Right,
and it's still in the same theater, still running, and still with large audiences.
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber's production.
Sure.
And, so he built a theater for both of those. So he builds theaters as well as produces musicals.
Why not, right? Why not? Well, I don't want too much time to go by before we get to a little music. So tell us about the new show, and it has a long story. I don't want you to get into it too much because I want to get to the first piece of music, but it's called Shadow of the Wall. Mm-hmm. And this is something you've written the entire score, right?
The entire score and the lyrics. It started out actually 30 years ago when I was in Berlin. Mm-hmm. I was asked by the German producer of a television series because they had sort of suspected that something great was about to happen. And what happened is the fall of the Berlin Wall. Mm-hmm. So he asked me to come to write some music for the television series. So I went to East Berlin and interviewed people that were there and kind of caught a glimpse of the ethos of what was going on there. And so the germ of this present musical started there 30 years ago and was recorded by EMI Virgin Records at the time.
Mm-hmm. So you were there when this all happened.
When it happened, yes.
That's great. Well, let's get to that first piece of music, which is called Magic.
Magic. Right? This is, although I was talking about the recording in Germany, this was recorded live in Colorado, in Denver, Colorado.
Traveled worlds to be here. I feel success is so near. I've sung my heart out in the rain. I've seen this place in my dreams. I pray it's all that it seems, hoping the struggle's not in vain. No, for all to hear, I'll sing my song. I'll show you. Discover what the stars know, and from these heights we'll never fall. We'll tell our friends where we've been, that secret world that we've seen. It's our good fortune to do it all. Thank you.
the show is Shadow of the Wall by Enrico Garzilli, and that's one of the songs and pieces from it. And this is going to be performed at the Courthouse Center for the Arts coming up in a few weeks, November 8th and 9th at 7:30, and on November 10th at 3 p.m. And there is actually an open dress rehearsal at 7:30 on November 7th. So check it out. Its phone number to call for tickets is 401-782-1018. And we hope you all can turn out for that. Let's get a little more background on the show and tell us where it starts and where does it go.
Okay. Just to back up a bit, that song in the show is sung by a wonderful singer called Marissa DeBiase.
Okay.
And I'd love to just mention the people that are in the show because it's an absolutely wonderful cast.
Okay. There's some familiar names to people that are familiar with the Rhode Island theater scene. And go ahead.
Yes. Maria Day.
She's familiar.
Yes, I know she was in Music Man with you. And so going through the list of people in the show, Jen Bernard, Jose Canton, who comes from Mexico and is studying at the university,
okay.
is returning to Mexico in January. Ralph Stokes, who plays opposite Maria Day.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Robinson. Vincent Joyce, who plays a policeman. Alex Davis, who's a 16-year-old, a student at North Kingstown High School. Perhaps maybe 17, I mean, his age wrong.
In that area. Yeah. Younger than us.
Jacob Green, who is studying marine biology at URI and comes from California, is the lead in the show. Marissa DeBiase, whom I mentioned. Brian Kucha, who plays a comic from the West, a storyteller from West Berlin. And two young actresses and actor, Kat and Jay Thornborough. They're playing orphans, and their father, who's playing the nurse. And
wow.
Of course, the director of the show is really terrific. His name is Stephen Grube. He's a wonderful musician and a mm-hmm. wonderful director. And we have a lighting director who is 15 years old. So we have a great, Maya Lemery, who has great variety in ages.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that sounds amazing. It's quite a cast for a Courthouse Center for the Arts. Does not seat 7,000 or 8,000 people. It's not that large a space, but that's a lot of people to be involved in this show.
Yeah, it's going to fill the space, I think.
I think it will. Let's hurry along to another piece of music, and then you can kind of explain what happens in the show. But what's this next piece that you want to play now is called Love Will Prevail. And why don't we play that, and then you can explain how it fits into the show.
Okay.
We'll listen to this piece, then take a short break and be back with more.
Once in a lifetime, there's a love that shakes the earth beneath our feet. There's not a power in the world that ever makes our living so complete. Once in a lifetime, like a storm, destroying the emptiness we've known. There is no person in the world after feeling loved could be alone. When someone cares for us, our life is changed. Our sad and empty world is rearranged. When our love's strong enough, we'll win this race. We'll win this race. That lights the darkness of the night, erasing years of loneliness. chasing blind and foolish dreams for sight.
Shadow of the Wall by Enrico Garzilli. I'm Mike Mano and very pleased to be sitting with Enrico talking about his newest production, which is going to be at the Courthouse Center for the Arts on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And you can check it out by going to the Courthouse website, and I'm sure all the information is there, and tickets are available. And if you'd like to call the old-fashioned way, you can call 401-782-1018. And I'll remember that phone number, Enrique, because 1018, it happens to be my birthday, so 1018. Oh, well. So see how that works out? So I won't forget that number now. Well. And
happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We want to get now to a little bit of the story of the plot of what's going on here, because we haven't gotten into that too much. You mentioned the cast, which sounds amazing. But let's get to what's actually happening here in the show.
Sure. It's about a group of young Berliners from the East who are trying to escape East Berlin just before the fall of the wall. And they gather in a coffee shop called the Linden, where they sing, tell stories, and find a way to escape the terror that's all around them and the claustrophobic ethos that is East Berlin. Unfortunately, the horrific communist Stasi police listen to every word that they sing, every word that they say, looking for clues to see what's up with them. And the play is about hope and the need to survive no matter what the obstacles. The unquenchable idealism of these kids is totally, absolutely attractive to all those who see them and hear them.
Amazing story that, you know, and this is based not in your imagination. This is based on life, on what happened.
It's based on life. Of course, the characters are fictitious and based, but based on real events. And and the play, of course, ends about as happy as a play could end, with the dancing on the wall and the coming down of the wall of shame, as the Berliners called it, or the Iron Curtain, as Churchill called it.
Right.
And both presidents, Kennedy and Reagan, tried to get the wall down.
Yeah.
And eventually, Pope Francis recently said the wall came down because of courage and prayer.
Right.
And it was the amazing numbers of people at about the same time all decided to make it through the wall that became too much for the German communist gods and the Russian gods to do anything about it.
I can still hear the president saying, tear down that wall.
Right, yeah, the famous words.
Yeah. All right, this next piece is called Suddenly. Where does this come into the show?
Suddenly, this is a duet between the young storyteller from West Berlin who's brought in to entertain in the coffee house in the Linden in East Berlin. And he and a young singer at this club fall in love, and they sing this love song called Suddenly. This is sung by Brian Kucha and Jen Bernard.
You're here beside me. Don't
Enrico. Beautiful music, but as frequently happens here on Conducting Conversations, we're talking about a show that's going to be, so that recording was not of the show that you're doing, right. And by the people that are going to be doing it. It was by someone else.
Yes, the female singer suddenly on the recording that we just heard is Claire Moore. She's a very, very famous British singer, and she was the original Christine in Phantom of the Opera. She alternated evenings with Andrew Lloyd Webber's wife.
Wow.
So she's a very big star in London and England. And Love Will Prevail, the one that we had heard just before that, sung by Phoebe Madden, who is also a wonderful singer.
Broadway star. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, because I always wonder about these things. I get to sing a lot of great music lots of times, mm-hmm. but I have never dreamt or even come close to putting something together myself. In other words, I sing other people's work, right. as these people are singing your work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wonder about how people are taking what you wrote down and you want to have come out of their mouths, and mm-hmm. is it... Are you intimidated by thinking, well, maybe it won't come out the way I want it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have a couple of recordings of Magic, which we heard at the beginning, and they're sung differently and played differently.
Mm-hmm.
And in the show itself that we're doing at the courthouse, it's different than any of the recordings.
Okay.
But they're all very, very expressive, and I love to hear the unique personality of each person coming out,
and how they make it theirs,
exactly, and how they perceive it, how they perform it, and
mm-hmm.
A lot of times it surprises me, and it's better than I would have expected it to be.
Well, I hope that always continues and it doesn't go the other direction. All right, this one is called We Will Find a Way. What's
yes.
happening here?
Again, this is a duet with two people from East Berlin. Without telling much of this show, it's a love song between the two. Claire Moore sings it on the recording. In the show itself, it is sung by Jacob Green and Marissa DeBies.
Thank you.
Once again, beautiful music by Enrico Garzilli. Enrico, this next piece that we're going to try to squeeze in before the break is called The Enforcers. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, The Enforcers is sung by a group of police. It's very different than anything that we've heard so far. So far we've heard rather melodic, ballad-type music.
Yeah.
This is a bit almost angry. These are the German police trying to enforce the prisoners in East Berlin to stay there. We call them prisoners because they couldn't leave, but they were good people, law-abiding people.
And this is done by priests?
By police, right.
Okay.
Police, yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's listen to that, and then we'll take another short break, and we'll come back with more of Shadow of the Wall. Back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening sitting with Enrico Garzilli, who is talking about his new show called Shadow of the Wall, which will be playing at the Courthouse Center for the Arts right down the road from our studio here in beautiful downtown Exeter. Courthouse Center for the Arts is right near University of Rhode Island, if you're not familiar with where it is exactly. And it's going to play on November 8th and 9th at 7:30 and on November 10th at 3 o'clock. That's a Sunday afternoon. And tickets are extremely reasonably priced. You can call directly to get tickets at 401-782-1018. And Enrico, it's beautiful music we've been listening to. I know I want to get some more in and tell us where we left the story off and where do we go now.
Okay. We're back in East Berlin in a coffee shop called The Linden, and one of the performers sings this song called The Flame. It's a love song, and Claire Moore sings it on this recording, but in the show itself, it's sung by Marissa Dibies.
Truths once safe and sure.
Enrico, quite an undertaking, putting not only writing all of this music and getting all the thoughts in your head and being involved with the production, but you have to make sure the music, the quality of the music is good. So you want the best singers. You want even need instrumental people, right?
Yes, we have really terrific instrumental people. Jenny Collins, a trumpet player, is going to play trumpet for us. Katie Fontaine, who plays clarinet and flute, is going to be a flutist and clarinetist.
Is it okay to say flutist or flautist?
I know. We always used to say flautist. Now it sounds a little pretentious to say flautist. And so.
All right.
So Garrett Campbell is going to play bass, electric bass.
Now we know it's bass. It's not bass.
Yeah. And Aaron Cody is going to play percussion. And Sharon Hope, who is a wonderful pastor of the church, from the music director, is going to play cello.
Excellent. All right. Sounds like quite a group, and that's quite a few people on the instrumental side.
Yeah. And I'm playing piano.
And there you go. So people can see you firsthand. You're going to be visible to the audience. Right?
I should be, yeah.
Yeah. And then people can come up and ask for autographs. Take a selfie with Enrico. It sounds like a fundraiser. There you go. All right, let's get to the next piece of music and tell us where this comes in the show. This is called Goodbye, I'm guessing it's towards the end.
Right. It's Goodbye, I Love You. What the context of this song is, the young woman in East Berlin, because she's fallen in love with this gentleman from West Berlin, she is planning to escape. And she sings this to her mother. And her mother in the show is being played by Maria Day, and Jen Bernard is playing the daughter.
You have
Once again, the name of the show is Shadow of the Wall by Enrico Garzilli. And Enrico, it is, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to have you back in the studio again. A perfect gentleman and one of the nicest people in the area. And what a talent. What a hidden treasure, I say. And I guess you're not so hidden. As I said at the top of the show, it's always great to see you. And I'm always amazed at the things you're able to put together. So Shadow of the Wall is going to be at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. Check it out. One more time, I'll give you the phone number if you missed it. 401-782-1018. And Enrico, let's kind of wrap this up and tell us where we are now in the program.
Okay, sure. This last piece that we're going to listen to is entitled This Is Our Day, and it's the famous scene with the dancing on the wall in 1989, November 9, 1989. And this November, our performance on November 9th marks the 30th anniversary of the fall of the wall.
Now, was that planned, or did it just happen to work out that way?
No, it was planned, and that was the reason.
I was going to say, that's too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, it's the reason that we're doing the show, and we fortunately, the courthouse was free that weekend, and I thank Marianne El Monte for making that all possible. A lot of people think that the wall came down in 1989. The wall was penetrated through that year, but it took 2 years for it finally to be taken down. And
but you were there.
I was there, yeah.
On that date.
Not that precise date, but at that time. I was there a couple of weeks later.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, once again, thanks for coming in. Pleasure to see you, and I'm sure the show will go great.
Thank you so very much, Mike. It's been just a complete joy to be here. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. And the rest of you will see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.